devoured completely. Her insides heaved, and my gear flew around as she fought for freedom. And then, ever so slowly, managed to extract us from the bunker. We paused momentarily for a breather. Me and my little yellow Tonka toy, out doing battle in a huge sandy arena, a wilderness of immense proportions. With another June conquered, we still had over 1,000 left to go. No one knew what the hell she was playing at. Then it dawned on me, with the crush about to start, and all of us believing that a daughter's body must be lying in the cane. Some harebrained notion had got hold of her. She thought she could stave off the lighting of the cane fires until Janet's body was found.
Good run? JJ asked as Charlie came back into the store a little over an hour later, his face noticeably redder than it had been when he left. Yeah, there's nothing like running on the beach, Charlie said, sliding onto a stool next to the checkout counter. He chugged from his water bottle and swiped the back of his hand across his mouth. Ready for that caramel macchiato? Speak for yourself, JJ said with a wry grin. I like a manlier drink.
The Air Power Development Centre, initially the Air Power Studies Centre, was established by the RAAF in August 1989, at the direction of the Chief of Air Force. Its function is to promote a greater understanding of the proper application of air and space power within the Australian Defence Force and in the wider community. This is being achieved through a variety of methods, including development and revision of Indigenous doctrine,